Joining us on the line from Luniforms is Jonathan. How are you doing this morning?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very well. Firstly, can you tell us about how you got involved in this art form?
Yeah, sure. So I guess, as you said, there's three of us. So we come from a pretty diverse background. So my background personally is in interactive media. So I kind of do all the sensitive, interactive sensing, touch sensitive, sound reactive stuff. My mate Harry is the audio mind, so he does he has a background in sound and music design at UTS. And then finally our third member, Seb, so he does set design, so he majored in set and prop design at Enmore Design.
Yeah, right.
So it's kind of, yeah, this really nice mix that sort of just came together. We hung out and just kind of talked ideas. Obviously, we've got construction, interaction, sound and light. So I guess Vivid was a kind of natural progression from there, you could say.
I guess a good question is, how was Luniforms born? When you guys, you said you just were talking and then it just happened, or was this kind of like a planned thing you guys really wanted to embark on?
Yeah, no, it wasn't so much a plan, really. I mean, as you said, this is our fourth year participating in Vivid, so we kind of love the opportunity to showcase work to a public audience. And so, yeah, we're just recently, about 6 months ago, we kind of put our minds together and said, well, look, let's make this into something. But yeah, and then we've been doing kind of public artworks in the public sphere ever since.
Yeah, right. Well, you guys are at Vivid Sydney this year. Can you tell us a little bit more about the two installations you guys are doing this year?
Yeah, so we've got two. We've got one in the Royal Botanic Garden. So it's titled The Impressions, and it basically consists of five giant, you could call them, I guess, digital paintings, more or less. So these beautiful kind of impressionistic works, but with light. So if you imagine kind of moving, fluctuating images, we found a videographer who's done some beautiful time-lapse footage of the gardens during the day, and we've created these kind of moving impressionistic light paintings, if you like. So they'll be scattered around the Botanic Garden.
Yeah, right.
And that's titled Impressions. And, yeah, the other one's located in Bulletin Place, so just behind Circular Quay. Right where the hordes of people are.
Oh, so cool.
It's called Focus, and it consists of 10 light boxes on a 10-meter run. So these kind of scattered light boxes actually kind of align when you look at them from one perspective. So it's this kind of coming into alignment, and then we've got a little hand gesture panel. So we're using a sensor called Leap Motion. So basically, you'll be able to interact with all of the lights and the sounds just by using your hand to control it.
Oh, wow. So that would be, yeah. So that one would be like an interactive one, would it, the focus one?
Yeah, that's an interactive one.
Yeah, great. That sounds really cool. I guess something that would take up a lot of your time and a lot of effort. How much time and effort goes into developing just one of these works?
Yeah, it's a good question. I guess it's kind of like, it's an ongoing process, so we'll sit down at multiple times throughout the year and just kind of, I guess, brainstorm and think of ideas and think about things that we want to do. So it is ongoing. And then I guess once we've submitted the proposal, once we've got the sign-off from Destination New South Wales to kind of go ahead throughout about a 3-4 month process.
Right.
I guess just kind of sourcing materials, prototyping, doing all the build stuff and all the troubleshooting that always happens when you're creating a large-scale interactive work.
I can imagine. There'd be quite a bit of probably money that goes into this as well. How much have you invested yourself into these kind of works?
Well, quite a bit, to be honest. we're pretty fortunate. Like, there is a budget associated with Vivid, so we do kind of use the resources that we're given to do this, which is another reason why it's so important for kind of interactive artists to get involved with things like Vivid, because it is such a great opportunity and such a great platform to kind of do stuff that you otherwise wouldn't be able to do in, say, a gallery setting or just in your own garage, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
The materials and the tech stuff that we've gotten out of, having a support like Vivid is just great.
I guess for a good question to end on is, after Vivid, what's next? What's the next big showcase for you guys?
Yeah, well, we've got pretty big ambitions, I guess. So we're just kind of, we actually just came back from Hobart recently. So we're doing just pitches for kind of permanent large scale artworks. So we're looking at doing things for council. So yeah, I mean, our interest is work in the public space. So anything that kind of gets people engaged, gets people curious in an otherwise kind of urban context is pretty exciting, I think. So yeah, we're just going to keep pushing for kind of large scale things and see what comes out of it.
Cool. That sounds great. I'm looking forward to your piece, your two work installations coming up at Vivid this year.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining us today.
No worries, man.